The language of desire, the oral intensifier. Okay, one of the biggest complaints I heard from my man panel was the lack of great blowjobs in their lives. They said things like, "She won't give me head unless I beg her to, and I hate having to beg for it. Even when she will do it, the thrill just isn't there. It makes me feel like she finds me repulsive, since she has zero interest in sucking my dick." And there's this, "I love my wife, and we have built a happy life together, but I find myself fantasizing about the girlfriend I had before I met her. She wasn't someone I wanted to marry, but she gave me the best blowjobs of my life." And this, "I just wish she'd act like she enjoyed it. Surprise me once in a while and suck my cock because she wants to, not because I've asked her to." Okay, so I understand that for a lot of us, giving head feels like one more chore. They don't call it a job for nothing, right? But one of the best secrets for keeping your guy 100% focused on you is mastering the art of the enthusiastic BJ. And this isn't the regular do it like always and hope it's over quick kind of oral. With this technique, you'll learn how to elevate your status from okay to wow in his mind. And even for those of you who enjoy giving your guy head, this technique will floor him. First, let's start with a little pre-oral primer. If you aren't 100% confident or you need to brush up on your BJ skills, I want you to listen up. Okay, number one, you need to ask what he likes. Every penis is slightly different, so asking your man what he enjoys is the number one thing you need to do. And even if this is your husband of many years or boyfriend of a long time, if you've never specifically asked him what he wants during a blowjob, you need to. So things like speed, position, the area of focus, these are all critical to know in order to do a custom-made job for him. Number two, wetter is better. Flavored lubricant or lots of saliva is key. A dry mouth on a dry penis can be painful. So you want to make sure that you're well hydrated to be in top saliva producing mode. Number three, practice. If you haven't been giving many BJs lately, your jaw will likely cramp up and that hurts like a mofo. A lot of women don't like oral simply because it can become uncomfortable. So like any skill, the more you practice, the easier it becomes. And you can practice by giving shorter oral sessions with him, like as a precursor to vaginal sex. And you can also practice alone with a banana. Yep, I just said that. Getting used to breathing through your nose and relaxing your throat muscles to calm your gag reflex and keeping your jaw open for an extended period of time, this all makes a big difference in your comfort level while giving head. Number four, not just the tip. The tip of the penis, the glands, is the most sensitive part on his body. Too much tongue action too soon, it might not feel good for him. So think about how you enjoy oral sex. Most women like his tongue attention to start with slow and soft, and then vary between direct pressure on the clitoris and licking and sucking on the inner and outer labia, gradually building up to more intense and focused pressure on the clit. If he just went to town sucking and pressing hard on it right off the bat, you'd probably yelp in pain. So thinking about how you enjoy oral, apply the same logic to his penis. The length of the shaft, the base, his balls, these are all places to utilize and focus on while giving him oral pleasure. Start slowly and gently. Vary when and where and how you're placing your mouth and tongue on him and build up speed and pressure as you go. Number five, use your hands. While deep throating feels amazing for him, not everybody can do it. And some of us just have too strong of a gag reflex, no matter how much we practice on a banana. Or his penis might just be too big to fit it all the way in. Or you might have a cold or allergies, which makes filling your mouth and throat up with his cucumber impossible because breathing through your nose is a no-go. So whatever the case, using your hands can help you bring him more and varied sensations, and it also helps your stamina. Circling the base of his penis with your fingers in an okay sign, cupping his balls, also using your hand in conjunction with your mouth, like an extension of your mouth, these are all important to incorporate. If he happens to be well endowed, either length or girth, using your lubricated hand as an extension to your mouth is key to sustaining your session. And it's okay to take a break from using your mouth and just use your hands for a minute or two to get a breather, especially if you have like a cold or something like that. You know, you can take a break for a moment. Number six, and this is probably the most important tip, is to be enthusiastic. He loves it when you act like you genuinely want to give him pleasure. If he has to beg or you seem like you dread it, it massively diminishes his enjoyment. So I'll tell you another personal story. I used to hate giving head, like dreaded it, avoided it at all cost. I thought it was uncomfortable and even a little gross. Of course, I wanted my boyfriend to give me oral, but in my mind, that was different because I couldn't reliably orgasm from intercourse, but he could. So to me, that justified my getting oral without having to give it. And that did get me through quite a few relationships until I started dating one guy who stood up to my flawed logic. One night, I gave in and started giving him the most timid BJ in history. And he stopped me because he recognized that my resistance was actually coming from fear of not knowing what in the hell I was doing. It was pretty painfully obvious that I was clueless. Thankfully, he took the time to explain to me what to do. He was calm and reassuring, and that gave me a huge confidence boost. The more he coached me, the better I got. And once I realized just how much power my mouth and hand had over driving him wild, I switched from dreading giving head to enthusiastically giving it, even enjoying it. All right, now let's move on to learning the actual oral intensifier technique. This technique incorporates three huge erogenous zones on your man: his penis, his eyes, and his ears. Step one, get a mirror. This is the only pre-planning you need to do for this. We've already talked here and there about how men process things visually, right? If you missed it, let me say it again. Men are highly visually stimulated when it comes to sex. You're going to use two methods of visual stimulation in this technique. A mirror is one of them. Wherever you're going to be giving him this mind-blowing BJ, I want you to place a mirror in his line of sight. If you have a vanity or full-length mirror already up in your bedroom, that's fantastic. You can use that. When you're going to give him head, I want you to place your body so that he's able to see your backside in the mirror. This would mean he's facing the mirror. If it's a full-length mirror, a great position would be him facing the mirror with you on your knees. If it's a vanity or dresser mirror, him sitting on the bed facing the mirror with you on the floor between his legs is perfect too. He's going to be able to look down and watch you giving him head, and he can also watch you and your ass in the mirror. And you can wear cute panties or sexy lingerie or be naked. You can even, if you're not comfortable with your ass being on display like that, you can even stay in your street clothes. It's still going to give him the visual charge of being able to see you from two directions as you're giving him head. But I think if you really want to blow his mind, being naked is probably best. Step two is the slow tease. Tell him he's in for a treat and get him into position in front of the mirror. His penis is your ultimate destination, but you're going to take a slow route to get there. Start by kissing his neck. Run your fingers and mouth slowly down his chest. Tweak his nipples with your fingers or teeth. If he still has pants or boxers on, run your hands or even your mouth over his covered penis. Massage him lightly. Then move your attention toward his hips, groin, and upper thighs. Lightly caress and tickle him with your fingers or your mouth. Run your tongue in circles in those areas. You can also touch, massage, and lick his inner thighs too. Do this for several minutes. Graze your fingers and mouth over his penis, but then quickly move away to those other areas. You're going to have him begging to put your mouth on him. He may grab your head at this point and try and move it for you. Tell him not so fast if he tries that. Step 3 is eyes and ears. So as you're doing this, I want you to stop and look at him. Make direct eye contact with him. Smile and lick your lips. If you need to, take off his pants or underwear so he's naked before you. Grab his penis firmly, but gently, you don't want to hurt him, and ask him, "Do you want me to suck your dick now?" with a sly smile. Or you could simply state, "I'm going to suck your dick now." It's bold, and he will love hearing that question or sentence come out of your mouth as you're looking at him. And as you take him into your mouth, make eye contact with him. Take it out and slide your mouth alongside his entire length like it's a cob of corn. Swirl your tongue over the tip and slide it back down the other side. Break eye contact and then remake eye contact as you're doing this. Your eye contact is a big turn-on, but remember, it's not a staring contest. Begin to slowly take him back into your mouth as far as you can. Make eye contact as you're lowering your mouth on him and let out an mmm sound. Stop and ask him if he likes watching you in the mirror. Make sure he's aware that you've strategically placed yourself in his view. Take him back into your mouth and continue to give him head. Make sure to moan and make mmm sounds as you go. You can break and remake eye contact as you continue. He may be intently watching you or your reflection in the mirror, or at this point he may be closing his eyes in pleasure. Now your jaw or mouth might get tired, but even if it doesn't, switch it up to just a lubricated hand for a minute or two, because you can't talk with his dick in your mouth. And tell him how much you love sucking his dick. You can say, "I love pleasing you this way. I love having you in my mouth. I love your cock. I love sucking your dick. I love giving you head." You could even ask, "Do you like how I suck your dick?" They all work, so whatever feels most natural for you, but I can tell you that saying it raunchy is a big turn-on for both of you. Step 4 is the home stretch. So gradually pick up speed with giving head. Listen to his breathing as a gauge for how close he is to climaxing. You don't want to lose momentum or interfere with his orgasm. However, when you feel like he's in the home stretch, you're going to give him some verbal encouragement. Say, "I want you to come for me," or "Come for me, baby. I want to make you come," or "I want to make you come so hard." Any variation of that sentence works to get him to release. Also, some men are talkers as they're getting close to orgasm. Obviously, you can't carry on a conversation with his dick in your mouth, but you can certainly say mm-hmm as a yes to what he's saying. Step 5 is the big finish. I will tell you, very few women do this last part. In fact, there's a chance that your man has never experienced it before. It's like the cherry on top of the whipped cream on top of the yummiest sundae he's ever had. When he comes, I want you to swallow every last drop. To most men, watching a woman swallow his ejaculate is the hottest thing possible. Now, it can be a mind over matter scenario to not gag, though. Just gulp it down as quickly as you possibly can. Now, there are some guys who would rather come on their woman's face, hair, or breast. And if he pulls out to do that, let him. And if he's already said that that's what he enjoys, note that it might feel degrading to you to have him ejaculate on you. However, to him, it isn't degrading at all. It's another way he feeds his visual appetite, to see the physical proof of his orgasm that you gave him is a turn-on. So even if you might feel like that's icky or it's, you know, I don't know, degrading, it's the final and most crucial show of your enthusiasm of giving him head. And in a way, it feels like love to him because you're openly accepting his essence. Okay, so some frequently asked questions. I tried this technique and he loved it. Does this mean every time I give him head, I should do this? And the answer to that is no, I don't think so, because I think variety is so important in your sex life, even when it comes to something you know he loves. You can do pieces of this each time you give him a BJ, but if you make every single time the same, it gets boring and predictable, even when it's this mind-blowing thing. So switching it up keeps that sexual tension buzzing. I'm shy about him watching me in the mirror. Do I have to do that part? And I'm going to say yes. Girl, you need to get over your shyness. You don't have to bare your naked bottom in his view if you don't want to. Seeing your naked body in front of him, pleasing him in that way, is surely a great turn-on. But there's also something alluring about you being fully clothed and going to town on him. Like you were solely and eagerly focused on pleasing him that you didn't even think about getting yourself naked. Does every blowjob have to end in orgasm? So for this technique, I think you should give him head until he comes. However, nothing I tell you to do here is an absolute requirement. And certainly, every time you put his dick in your mouth, you shouldn't be expected to stay there until he ejaculates. If he has a long refractory period between erections, give him head for a few minutes and then switch it up to vaginal intercourse. So sometimes it might be a blowjob to climax, and other times the blowjob might just be part of either foreplay or something that you do in the middle of and in between other things that you're doing. Okay, so if you have any other questions, as always, you can feel free to leave a comment on the dashboard when you log into your site. You can leave a comment, and I will be sure to answer it.